Hey, this is Brian Zond, and I'm glad that you're interested in the podcast. You know, it's a free podcast, and it'll always be that way. But if you would like to give and help us out, that would be awesome, deeply appreciated. If you want to do that, you can do that through the Word of Life website or through the Word of Life mobile app. Anyway, God bless you. I hope you enjoy the podcast.
Today is track 9 in Finding God on Your iPod 2016. And our artist for this morning hails from Columbus, Ohio. So it's a Midwest band. It's kind of weird living in Missouri, though. Sometimes I hear people in Ohio say they're Midwest, and I think, really? I don't know that you are. But they claim to be. And I think if anybody from Ohio, okay, is it Midwest? It's cornfields, corn and beans and all that good stuff. All right, hard workers and apparently good music. Better football. That's Paul Tassler, folks, if you want to confront him after the service. You know, the Bible says if you're offended, you should go to your brother, so. Well, this is a two-piece band who come from simple beginnings in this smaller Midwest college town. Maybe think about St. Joseph. These kids grew up in a town like ours. They spent a great part of their college years just playing local venues. They talk about how when they were a band, all their friends that they had, you know, in the scene, were also had these bands. And it's just like any high school, college age kids trying to start out, you know, they've got dreams. And they're going for their dreams. And sometimes you look at them and you think, you are so far from your dreams. And then you hear them and you think, you are even further. But stay at it. You can do it. But it's interesting because all of their friends, they said, were like wanting to go on tour. And as soon as they could, they had the opportunity. They would spend all their money that they had saved and go on this tour, right? But it's interesting that our artist, our band for today, they didn't do that. They spent the better part of their years in their college age just playing locally in their backyard, building a backyard fan base. They decided to grow deep roots before seeking to tour all around the nation. They wanted to build an art form to share with people that they considered friends and family and fans. And it's interesting that as I was, you know, preparing for this morning, that Pastor Derek preaches on Friday night about rootedness. And it was a really great sermon, track 8. If you want a free CD, they're in the porch. You can listen to them and give those out free or hop on our app or online. We've got all the sermons there. But he talked about rootedness. And I think that our artists this morning would have loved that sermon because it's a part of who they are to be rooted first in a place and then go from there. Never forgetting where you came from. Never coming above your raising. Yeah, sorry, I'm preaching your sermon from Friday. But here's the deal. Before too long, this band and their unique and honestly sometimes schizophrenic sound took this band to a heights that I don't think they ever dreamed of even accomplishing. In fact, I was introduced to this artist by a teenager in our youth group like 2 years ago, and they were nobody. They were, you know, it was like, okay, I'm going to listen to their music, and it's like, well, this is weird. This is strange. This is a bit awkward. I don't know how to quite react to this. And then 2 years later, they just came through Kansas City like 2 months ago or less than that. No kidding, sold out the Sprint Center. 2 years ago, they were just like this off-the-cuff, kind of on-the-fringe of music band that a bunch of emo teenagers listened to, and now they're selling out the Sprint Center. And if you've listened to KJO 105.5 in the last 2 months, I guarantee that you have heard of our artist this morning, 21 Pilots, and their hit track, Stressed Out. How many of you have ever heard the song Stressed Out? Anyone? Yeah, okay, so a few of you, Stressed Out. All right, you can put your hands down. I'm going to do some surveys this morning. How many of you haven't heard the song, you don't know the artist or anything about this, but when I said Stressed Out, you say, yeah, I know something about that. Anyone ever been stressed out? Anyone in the room? Okay, good. So maybe this message is for you this morning. I think we can all relate. So tune in because we are going to be talking about Stressed Out this morning. You know, this is Joshua Dunn and Tyler Joseph. Those are the guys that I've been talking about. And this track is the second track on their album, Blurry Face. And they never intended it to be a single. They didn't think it would be a hit or a single track that they released, thinking this is the one. Tyler says it was just track two on Blurry Face. It was just a song we wrote. This is what Jonathan Rengen of Billboard magazine says about 21 Pilots' album Blurry Face. This is a brilliantly accurate depiction of their music. He says, during the course of Blurry Face, and sometimes within individual songs, the duo slides between speedy Eminem-ish rapping, soul-rendering emo kid singing, sunsplash sublime-esque reggae, pummeling electric daisy carnival-ready EDM, and throwback pop-punk hooks, all spiked with high-drama piano chords, lush multi-tracked harmonies, and even ukulele. I said schizophrenic. I'm serious. Their sound is all over the place. It's just, it's wild. You see Tyler and Joseph here, and Tyler Joseph and Joshua Dunn, and you know, they're rock stars now, but they're just two homeschool kids that grew up in Christian homes. Really. Yeah, so if you're from a homeschool family, you can relate. In fact, Tyler talks about his mom, who was a coach, made him shoot 500 basketball hoops before dinner every night. Because she goes, we can't afford college, so you got to pay your own way. And Tyler talks about that. He didn't even pick up an instrument until he was 16 years old. He was just a basketball player. And but he got this keyboard for Christmas, and he was doodling around on a rainy day. And now we have 21 Pilots. And these guys are true artists in everything they do. You're going to see this video in just a moment. And it's not just a video that they were just trying to have fun with. Everything they do, they try to communicate. They try to be vulnerable about their own struggles and convictions in life. And they try to do so in such a way that we can adopt their expression to wrestle with our own convictions and struggles. That's their hope. You'll see that in this video, Tyler Joseph, the lead singer, has black painted on his hands and on his neck. In fact, for the whole Blurry Face tour, every concert they play, he puts that on himself every single concert. He doesn't have a makeup artist do it. He does that. Every music video for Blurry Face, he's wearing this black stuff around his neck. It's like body paint. And on his hands. And it's like kind of weird, honestly. You're like, what's your deal, man? Did you not get enough attention growing up? I don't know. No. No, it's him as an artist expressing this. It's a fictional character called Blurry Face. It's interesting. You'll hear about Blurry Face in our track. You'll hear a deep voice at the end of the track. That's Blurry Face's voice. And it's Tyler expressing his own struggle with his own insecurities. And he's taken his insecurities, you know, we all have them. And he didn't have a lot of friends growing up. He was homeschooled, so that creates some social insecurities at times. And he experienced that. And so instead of just ignoring his insecurities, he gave his insecurities a face and a name, if you will. He put it to a character so that he could wrestle with it, so that he could talk to it, so that he could see it. And you know what? That black represents his insecurities, because he's most insecure about what he creates with his hands. And when he gives that as a piece of art to people, he says it's his moment of the most vulnerable that he's ever been and the greatest insecurities. And he said it makes him feel like he's suffocating, like he can't live out the life that he feels that he was created to live and be who he really is, because he's worried about what other people think. So that's a little background on who we're hearing from this morning, and I just wanted you to know why he had black paint all over him. He's an artist communicating to us. This song is about the woes of being stressed out, and how these two boys wish they could return to the simple days of childhood with Capri Sun juice packs, tricycles, secret handshakes, and dreaming. You know, the good old days. This video has been viewed over 596 million times. Why don't we add one more view to it this morning? This is track 9 of Finding God on Your iPod, Stressed Out by 21 Pilots.
wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice and sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face. And I care what you think.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
We used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
Yeah, some of you, I know. Some of you are like, that's my jam. Love it. Some of you are like, that's weird. It's okay. We're gonna dive into to the rest of our message this morning. Tyler Joseph says in this song, wish we could turn back time to the good old days when our mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. I think most of us could say yes and amen with Tyler Joseph. Say, take me back to the good old days of childhood. No worries in the world. I think about my childhood. I remember, it's crazy because it was, I remember these memories are like before 10 years old. I was talking to Pastor Derek about this week. I would like take off on my bicycle, like all day in the summer with fishing pole and tackle box on each handle, right? And I would just go. And I'd be like, well, I'll be home before lunch and then back before dinner. And I would just go fish all summer long in the farm ponds around my house. Well, I was in the city, but there were still these like ponds. And then I remember we would play backyard baseball, right? We would build tree houses. I had a 3-story tree house growing up. Childhood. There's no cares in the world. This is what Tyler Joseph, he says, out of student loans and treehouse homes, I think we'd all take the latter. I think we'd all prefer to, yeah, I'll go back to the days of like treehouse making, because now I did the whole thing where you're supposed to go to college, but you got to pay for it. It's expensive. And I maybe wasn't as smart as others and didn't work through college to pay for it, so I get these student loans, and now I'm having to like build my life around paying these bills that I've got, and man, I'm just stressed out. But I remember when I was a kid, like I just turn on the water faucet handle and water comes out. And I don't know how it gets there. I didn't know you had to pay for it. Water's free, right? It's like I flush the toilet and that stuff in it goes away. Whoa, imagine that. At night, I sleep in a bed and it's warm. And when I'm hungry, I get food. I got a roof over my head. You never really thought about how those things happened. You just lived. Things were taken care of. And you know, when those things aren't in place for a child, we always say there's something wrong. That's not right. Children should have warm bellies and happy hearts. Full bellies and happy hearts. I mean, that's just childhood. We don't expect children to be stressed out about how we're going to make ends meet, because childhood is just supposed to be free and light, to explore the world, to live fully, to be happy, to have fun. And then we grow up. And life can still be wonderful, but for most of us, we're stressed out. That's why we love Peter Pan, I think. There's this sentiment in Peter Pan that I wish we never had to grow up. And maybe you look at 21 Pilots and just think, oh Lord, here we go, millennials again. Don't they get it? That's not reality, folks. You don't get to just live as a kid. It's time to grow up. I mean, he even has you speaking in his song, by the way. It's time to grow up and make some money. Come on, kid. Quit dreaming. Quit living in la-la land. And they said they didn't really write the song with any of that in mind. He was just reminiscing on when him and his brother were growing up playing together and how different that was from his life now. And how stressed out he is and how much he's worried about what everyone else thinks about how his life is going. And as a kid, he didn't care about any of that. It was just living. In fact, 2014, Harris took a poll and found that 72% of Americans have been stressed out about money in the last couple months when they took their poll. I thought, well, that number seems low. 72%. Man, I think when I asked if any of you have been stressed out, everybody raised their hand. Maybe that's why this song is a number one hit. On every rock chart out there, every pop chart, Stressed Out was a number one hit. Every chart but country, I think, obviously. Because I think we relate to it. We're so stressed out. That's why I think it's interesting, as I was listening to this song, I hear the words of Jesus in Matthew 18 saying, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. What is Jesus saying here? Is he saying that if we don't turn and become like children, then we're going to hell? What? Jesus, I don't understand this. No, that's not what he's saying. That's not what he's saying. He's not talking about, well, if you become like a child, then after death sometime you can go to a destination called heaven. What Jesus said is, truly I say to you that you must become like children to enter the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus came proclaiming that the kingdom of heaven has been inaugurated here on earth now. So begin to enter into it. Begin to live into the kingdom of heaven reality of life, which is different and opposed to the rest of the world and the reality of that society portrays. It has a different set of values, a different truth than the world has in its systems. And Jesus is saying that we must become like children again, to be reborn in a sense, to go back to the simple days of just trusting our Father in life. The days when we could just live free of care and worry, stress and anxiety. And Jesus says you need to become like little children again if you want to enter into this kind of life that's coming from heaven here on the earth. If you want to live the kind of life that I'm offering you and inviting you into, if you want to depart from the hellish, stressed out, anxious life of go, go, go all the time, worry, 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 never enough, that scarcity mentality where everywhere we look around, there's never enough. He says, I want to invite you out of that life, but you're going to need to become like a little child again and learn how to trust again. You're going to have to learn how to lean on your Father, your good Father, who knows what you need before you even ask. And if you do have a need, when you ask, know that He will care for you. And when you ask Him for something to eat, like a sandwich, He's not going to throw a snake on your plate because He's a good Father. And you, Jesus says, even being, you know, evil that you are, you're not God. Even you, for your children, you don't treat them that way. You care for them. So become like a little child and trust in your Father in heaven that He's going to care for you. And if you want to leave that hellish life of stress and anxiety, worry and fear, and enter into the full life of heaven here on the earth, where we live light and free, then we're going to have to become like little children. Like a weaned child, letting our Father in heaven take care of us. In fact, this is what the Sabbath practice is all about. Sabbath, do you know that word? It's the day of rest in the law of Moses. You know the Ten Commandments, and one of them is to keep the Sabbath day holy. Sabbath, it comes from this rhythm of living that God actually initiates in the creation accounts. You know the story of creation. God works hard. Well, I don't know how hard He has to work, but He speaks. Creation comes into being. He's working for 6 days to create. And those 6 days that God is working to create the heavens and the earth, it seems that He is making work holy in that moment. So that work is a divine attribute, that God works. And so when we work, we're participating in a holy act. We're living out of the image in which we were created, the image of God. So we work for 6 days, but God on the seventh day, He puts His work aside and He rests. He takes a rest, a Sabbath. And then He commands His people to do the same, to learn the rhythm of life of work and rest, of toil and trust. In fact, it comes out of the story of Egypt, the Exodus, where we find that the law is given through Moses. You know the story. There was Pharaoh, the dominant giant empire structures that dominate everything. This rich and wealthy nation, Egypt, this empire that then dominates the people of Israel and absorbs them into their system of bricks upon bricks upon bricks, work upon work upon work. The need for more, more, more. We got to build it bigger and stronger and better than ever before. We've got a pyramid, but we need another one. We've got a statue, but we need three more. How are we going to get all this done? Well, we need to work harder. We got to figure out better systems. We got to get more people. And so they enlist the help of the Israelites, whether they wanted to or not. And they enslaved the Israelites into making bricks. And the message of Pharaoh and the empire is always more bricks. Always more. Always more. Always more. It's a scarcity mentality that says there is not enough. We need more. Bricks after bricks after bricks. Day after day. And then the people of God come to Pharaoh through Moses and say, we want to go out for a few days and take a break so that we can worship through sacrificing to our God. Pharaoh says, oh, you've got time to go worship and, you know, go play. Well, that's cute. Well, now you know what you can do? I'm not going to grant you those days to go make sacrifices in the wilderness to your God. In fact, I'm going to take away the straw that I'm giving you and make you go get your own straw for bricks. Because I can use that straw that I have all those harvesters out there getting straw. You can go get your own because I could use them somewhere else. Because Pharaoh is always demanding from the people of God that they work, 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 more bricks, more bricks, more bricks, more bricks. You know, that Pharaoh died a long time ago. But as far as I'm concerned, he still lives today. Because I've heard his voice commanding me. I don't even know where it's from, but I feel the pressure to work more, that I need more, that it's not enough, that we need more, we need more, we need more. I need to work hard, hard, hard. And I said, work is holy. But to work with no rest is unholy. Not because it's breaking the rules, but because it will kill us and destroy us from the inside out. So God brings a law when he delivers the people of Israel out of Egypt, out of the message of Pharaoh that we need more bricks, more bricks, more bricks, the back-breaking work nonstop. He delivers them out of that, and he gives them a law to live by. And he says, yes, work hard 6 days a week, but on the seventh day, I want you to do like I do, and I want you to rest. I want you to rest. This resting in God is a picture of childlike trust. We work hard for 6 days, but recognize that our source of life, our source of provision, it comes from elsewhere, not from the work of our own hands. I'm not a self-made man. I'm a man who was created by my Father in heaven, and I was made fearfully and wonderfully in his image. I didn't make myself. He made me. He made you. My Father in heaven has shown himself faithful to care for me. And so after 6 days of toil and strain and work, I know that on the seventh day I can rest in him. I can trust in him that whatever work was not completed this week, it will just have to be as it is. Because on the seventh day I say, God, I've done all that I can do. I trust in you. And we show up here and we lift our hands in worship and we say, all of the stuff that I've been carrying all week long, the burdens, the stress, the anxiety, I'm stressed out, I release it to you. I entrust it to you because that's what faith is all about. It's trusting that even if those things fall apart, even if they don't turn out how we want them to, that God is still reigning and ruling, that he is still making all things right, and that he will take all of the things that don't work out and turn them around for good. That's what faith is all about. Now, am I talking about keeping a Sabbath this morning? Kind of. What I want you to see is that God gave the law of Moses with the Sabbath as a part of that law to keep it holy because he wants you to learn to be like children, to trust him. He wants us to learn how to live life fully and work because it's holy, but also to trust him like a child. It's an invitation into the kingdom of God, into the way that he arranges the world where ultimately he is the provider. When we lean upon our own understanding, our own work, we become proud and puffed up. We read a little bit about pride and humility today in our scripture reading. But when we trust in God, it's a way of coming to him in humility saying, ultimately, God, my life is in your hands. I trust you. Just like a child trusting their father. Psalm 91 is our psalm for the day. Didn't plan that. It just kind of all happened. In fact, I had another song picked out for today months ago by the same band, but then decided to change it to this song, Stressed Out. Because, well, first of all, it's like a number one hit and everybody knows it, so that's kind of cool. But as I began to make the decision, this message, I thought about just recording it ahead of time and then letting it play so that I could sit there with you, because I need to hear this message today as much as you do. And this song for me expresses maybe a season of life that I'm in right now. Many of you know I'm taking on new things here at the church, and we've got a lot going on. Pastor's leaving on sabbatical. We had a lot of changes, a lot of great things. I'm excited. I love it. I love what we're doing, but I'm stressed out. I'm wondering, how is it all going to get done? I'm pushing myself to the limits, and I'm just like working hard because it's a value of mine in life, and I want to do that. But in this season of elevated work for me and stress, it's like the Lord has been dropping little hints and reminders that work hard, that's good. I love your heart. I love what you're doing, Jacob. But remember at the end of the day that you can trust in me. That you can trust in me. That where you are weak, I will be strong. That where you have a place of lack, I will bring abundance. That where you don't measure up, where you fail, where you fall flat on your face, I'm the one who will pick you up, who will be the lifter of your head, that will elevate you, that will take care of things for you. And so this psalm is something that, Psalm 91, that we pray in our morning liturgy. And I love it because it reminds us, no matter how hard we work, at the end of the day, ultimately, we put our trust in him. It says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions. Under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. Listen to this. Believe this. Hear these words and make them your own. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because, this is what our words are to be, because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. That is the word from God today for you. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. Are you stressed out? Are you full of anxiety and fear? Did you come here this morning with 1,000 things racing through your mind about where you are in life? God says, hold fast to me in love. Cast your cares upon me and I'll deliver you from your stress, from your anxiety, from your worry, from your fear. He says, when you walk outside today, when you leave this place from worship, look at the flowers. Look at the birds of the air. They don't work or toil. They just live. And the Lord provides for them food for the bird, beauty for the flowers. And so he says, in your life, don't you know that I'll care for you? I made you in my image. How much more then will I care for you than the birds and the grass and the flowers? So don't be stressed out about your life. Be anxious for nothing, for your Father in heaven will care for your needs. Amen. Amen. This morning, as we come to the table of the Lord, I would like to invite you to stand on your feet. And hear these words from Jesus. He says, are you tired? Are you worn out? Burned out on religion? Come to me. Come to me. He's here, present this morning at this table, in this bread and in this cup. It's the very presence of Christ. It's a mystery. He says, come to me, get away with me, and you're going to recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. That's for you this morning. If you're tired, worn out, burnt out, come to Jesus at this table.